This is day 1702 of Yoruch Shulchan Yomi. Today we're doing Choshen Mishpat, Simen Reis, Samen Ches, Sif Gimel to Yud Beis. Gimel, Shtayim Shabo, Ke'echo, L'toch, Arba Amash, and Metziah, two people came simultaneously within four Amash and Metziah, Osh Shnayim, Omdi, the two people are standing, Menofla, and Metziah, Toch, Arba, Mosem, and the Metziah fell within their four Amos. Kodesh Shnayim, obviously that's simultaneous as well, could more likely be simultaneous. Kodesh Shnayim, they both acquired it. Abi Shekor, Lechod, Yerzel Kaver, even though it's closer to one to the other. Kodesh, nevertheless, came the Gamma Shay with Toch, Arba, Mosh, since to the second one, it's also within his four Amos. Kodesh Shnayim, Shabbat, the jurisdiction they have over it is equal among both of them. One of them came first. That's it. Nobody else can be zeichen in the four amos of the first guy. This is also true by a sale and a gift. If the person bestowing the gift or bestowing the sale, selling. Instead of standing there first, shuv ain a kohen yachol liknos b'arbaos shel makne. The kohen cannot acquire in that four amos of the makne. The lo tik shalach. You can't ask. Eichav shal yoshe bo shtein kechu toch arba amos. Oh, he talked to ask the question. How can it be that they both came precisely simultaneously in four amos? A kohen l'shiv shal tanti dov rabam me'elav shlo b'kamara. Then we hold you can't be precisely coordinated by something which happens on its own without the deliberate intent. But still, you can't tell who came first. So therefore, automatically, it's under the jurisdiction of both of them, and therefore they're divided. So if one of them sees it, he says he came first. The second one cannot take it away from his hand. It just make him take a lighter shvua, shekenu, that this is in fact the case. That's he says in brackets that make him take a shvua hesay. I guess is his chiddush. Any person, his four amos is acquired for him, even the Metziah goes in his four amos after he got there. It's clear by Ebenezer. If Reuven is standing, then Shimon came, but Levi and Levi came, but Reuven left. Levi also acquires four amos, even though Shimon came first, because evidently. I'm not sure why. That's interesting. Halacha. Reuven was standing there, and then Shimon came, and then afterwards Levi, and Reuven left. So Levi also acquires the Dot Amos. I guess that's a very interesting thing. I guess they're both standing there simultaneously. Shimon lost it. But when for Reuven and Levi, since they're both saying at the same time the Metziah comes, so they both acquire the Amos and they acquire the Metziah B'Shutfus. Okay, that requires more analysis. When the Shem writes that you only acquire it with four Amos if you're standing, not if you're walking. The Torah writes Sharosh. This is something from the Tosfos Harosh, it says here. The Chachalik was that argues, and severely the Echid holds no distinction. L'chein gam rabba saying by the Shulchan Aruch, lo kosu kal de'ezu, they didn't write this opinion, that's only if you're standing. Nearly lo pligi the din, I don't think they're arguing in terms of the vada im obar, tok arba amos of shem metziah. Certainly if you passed through the four amos of the Messiah below Amar Shem, he didn't stand there. Uvach, and then somebody else came, Achakach, afterwards, Amar Shem, he stood there. That the Kohen El Sheni below originally the second guy acquires not the first guy. The Chutz El Sheni Mishnah Merisi. There's a Chutz, the definition of four amos is a Chutz, which is not safeguarded. Vayne Kohen Elkeit Ovi Betzido, you only acquire if you're standing next to it. Kamosh Kosav Nu, as he said. Pshita Da Avor Ba'amon, obviously they're just passing by. Lo Nikra Ovi Betzido is not called saying next to it. V'zesh HaRosh Pasach Mahalik the Kohen, that's what it says, so even though you're walking, you are Kohen. Avshalo Amar Kohen Shabar Metzido Toch Arba Moisov, even though the Metziah he didn't stand there before the Metziah came this Ramos. So the Metziah cut muscle. The Metziah came first. And he went, walked and stood there. The Kohen B'zeh. He acquired it that way. Since the person, even though the person preceded him, before he came to a halt, since he was walking there, since on his way he started first going towards there, he was kind of, which is kind of very chiddush. Okay, it's Rosh Hashanah says the first guy to start walking towards the Aramos, first guy to walk into the forum. Well, my Kalam Shabbat Mitzia Toch Arba Moisel Mitzia Kad Moisel. Even though a person stood there, but he started walking there. Presumably he entered the four hours before the other person stood there. Since then, while he was walking, he got there walking first, even the other guy stood first. Okay? Okay, you have to learn sugi there. Hey, chater shalom kain lo shlomi daito. The chutz of a person acquires on the rim without his intent. I feel it'll be a cloud, even if he's down the city. Well, enough lo bamitzia. If a lost item fell into his chutzah, harayish ba chutzah, it belongs to the owner of the chutzah. By my God, more and more, it's a shubu chutzah, mishtemes, if it's a chutzah which is safeguarded. Ava besod the beginning of it's a field or a yard, a garden, sheikhets bam, etc. Imaya, ome betzat, sadeyu. Well, he's making a distinction. Chutzah, which is mishtame. Yard is considered usually to be mishtame, whereas a sade or gino is not. A field or a garden is not. Only then, only if you're standing next to the field or the garden. V'amet says, zachli sade, then you say, my field should acquire me. Zachah bohem, then your field work acquires you. V'im en oimet, I'm not saying that. Oshoye oimet, you're standing there. V'lo amai zachli sade. And he doesn't say that my field acquired my behalf. Anybody who comes first can get the lost object. That's the Rambam Pekuzayim Avedam. That's the Rambam. I forgot to hear this. Arba Amos Insuchomar Klum. Even though by acquisition of Rambam, you don't have to stake your claim. The claim of Furish Vashas, that's expressed in Shas, and they should talk on us. That's because that's the talk on us. They show you Rebu Zayim Zeh. In order that people shouldn't fight with each other, that's a special concept of Rambam. Lo chilku ben amar lo amar. Therefore, they didn't distinguish whether you said or didn't say. Avachos Hashem Mishtemes to the yard, which is not safeguard. In a kind of lo amir, you don't acquire without a statement. The time is by Mosamach, and the reason is going to be clarified presently. Back it says, Rav Magi goes up. She says, Yushami. He says, Magi Mishnah says, Yushami t'miyam astonished. The Shamu al dal ramos kahavamina the shasti lo. Now in Shem there, it's only going dal ramos like the havamina in the Babli. It's not going on chotzer. Vav. Yeshu, some say it's enough to stand next to your field for low, but you know, I'm your client, don't need a statement at all. That's Tosis. And the Rashba. Yeshu, some say that if the lost object is an animal, such as a crippled deer, a gozosh leparchu, or chicks that not you can't fly. If you pursue them, you can catch up to them. They can't acquire without Amira. Because when you say that you were going to acquire them, that is the arousal to acquire them. Baby Shtamilan, therefore you are now you become aware and aroused and you're going to be able to safeguard them. But if you didn't say so, then it's not safeguard for you. That's only because they're mobile, albeit slowly mobile. Avashayim and Tiyasayim Tzor Chamir, but any other lost object is not required. Amir, the surrounding Mukhiyasif. Time is Ramam nearly. So what's the logic of the Ramam, who says that you always need Amir? It says, the Nei B'simikupet, the Kupay Test, Nizbar, so we can clarify, the Koki and Tzor Kaman Liknos. Any Kenyan requires an intent to acquire. Fiza Yesh Lish Obim Tzios, therefore you can answer, Tzia Echizkel Chatzir Shlomi Daito. How can Chatzir acquire without your intent? Hello, Enim Mechamin Liknos. You don't have a mind to acquire. So, Mechler, well, you have to say the obvious answer. The Chatzir Abik Shlucho. The Chatzir is like your agent. Gashem Shlucho Shlom Kainalo Shlomi Daito. Just like your agent can acquire something of you without your intent, as long as the shliach intends it, the shlucho kamaisa, because the shliach is like you. Baba chutzir shli yishua the isha the rabbi miyada, also even the chutzir of a woman, which has been derived from her hand. It's a drasha that if you put a get in a woman's chutzir, she's miskareshes. Mikom makom lo gar mishlichus, nevertheless, is no worse than agency. Just like you can bestow ownership on a person, even if he's not present, because the person acquiring his behalf becomes his agent. Your chutzah also comes to shliach. That's only by chutzah, which is safeguarded. Now chutzah lebad akona, where the chutzah in and of itself can make an acquisition. But if it's not safeguarded, where you have to stand next to your field or your guard in order to make an acquisition. You also need this kavana to acquire. If he doesn't have an intent, ain't kinyan b'kavana, there's no kinyan that kavana. And this is an interesting point he makes, since he knows about this, because he's standing there next to it. The chutzah doesn't work on its own. So there's an interesting distinction. The chutzah mishtameres is an automatic shliach. The chutzah mishtameres is not automatic shliach. You need to designate it as your shliach. Let's go back a couple lines there. Our bein mishtameres, when it's not mishtameres, the zuchem in the activity, we have to stand next to it. We made it to Rabbanu Kamanel Sekhnos. You also need your kavana to acquire it. If you don't have mind, there's no key with Akabana. Came with your dam, he said, since you know about this, they show me to you because you're next to it. Banaki Nigma, they're Chatz Lubadim. King is not completed by the Chatz itself. The Chain, clearly, the Rambam Ben Matona. The Rambam also has this way by gift. There's a parak that I've been scared of, and these bars from Simon Reshim and Gimel. Vain Amir Makeves, it's not that the statement is an impediment in and of itself. It's a testimony that he actually had intent. The loke, if not, me made. Who should come and also how would who testify that he had a mind, in fact, to acquire it? Maybe he didn't. Male kolkem zochah. Therefore, anybody who comes first come first serve. Chelim tzedin zeh Rambam. The zochah is not found. The Rambam because mechira nation mechira and the sinas and most made al kavana. Interesting, because by you don't need it because mechira that there's any verbalization because and seeing that the transfer of the money indicates the kavana. Lo chelim tzedin matora, but that's not true by a lost object or a matora. Rabbi said, "Chokin the rabbis argue say the mistamen dichlo iknos. We assume a person wants to acquire." The answer is to say you don't need testimony for this. This really, they'll say, the Gam Chai Gavna, the Chatzir Kushlucho. They'll say, your Chatz is a Shliach, even if it's any Mishtameris, even without it saying anything. Zayin. Yesh Migdolia, Achroinim, there's some great Achroinim, but the Shurotsu, I might say, they came to Chatzir Shalom, Kodil, Shalom, Yidaito. If a person's Chatz requires without his intent, it's called to Mishtameres. Koshkin, the other kind of lotion we have, certainly your hand acquires out your intent. But only it's not clear. The head of Koshkin, I was saying about the place is right explicitly above Basra, Daphne, and Dalit. The other show them, ain't a kind of lotion we die to. The hand of person is not acquired without his intent. Blue time, because it's not your chutz. But chutz are low, any of them is a chutz, you don't know about it. But if you knew, you would want it. That's the chutz of Kushlucha, so your chutz becomes like your agent. Remember, so there, ain't a chutz, those look on it. But if you talk and know and don't have intent to be going, you're not going to. That is the Mishnah Melech. It's on the back. It's here. Mishnah Melech Shah, Mashkas, the Taze of Gittin, Diram Madav Samachal, Diram Masa Liknu, Kavasan Sakadag Lamar, Kane, Kamashan, the Low. This is the Mishnah says, the Khajan Low, Diram Mishnah Melech, Zerai, Mashkas, Samsi Vav. Okay, this, whatever it says, proved what he wrote previously about the idea of the correlation of intent and agency. Ches, Kosar Ben Amadar, Amad writes, Ein Chatzero Kone Lo Ela Biyodeh B'Metzia Odaske Dati. The Chatzero only works if you know about the Metzia or you thought that it could occur. But Dabar Shein HaRogim Lo something which is not usually going to happen and it's not going to come. The Chatzero Ein Chatzero Kone Lo Chatzero is not acquired for you. Api Shabba Metzia L'Sham, even though Metzia comes there, Ba Acher V'Not L'Sham, somebody else comes and acquires it. Zocha, the person who gets it, who came into your field and took it, acquires it. Comes to the Boche, since the owner of the Chatz did not know about the material was there before the same guy acquired it, kind of showed end quote from the Ramah. Be advar. But he said, Tabash Ragla Voya, Cholios Shaloy, but the Messiah, something where it was done, it's not accustomed to, it doesn't normally come to a Chatz. And it could be you'll never find out about it. From a Matzah of a Gal, of course, the Yoshi Shabar, Sim Rain, Samasi base, like with the case we had, we find something in a under an avalanche or an old wall. Hein chatzir kornel yuchatz is not required for you. That's in the Sivas. V'sham b'yadim, they will explain at time the reason I ain't sham. Aval dov she'en rogil avo v'tzoy, which is not normally going to get there. Mikom kom b'chreach she'yavodim is there, but you would necessarily find out about it. Av she'ish mishod tzom b'adam zelo kornel chalo chatzir, even though say that also in this case, this chatzir is not required for him. Kom kom ro poskim chalko b'zen, unless most poskim will argue. V'sham l'sham, like we said there. You call it Dover Cheska's Bedil Macharo, famous case. If you bought something assuming that it was tin and then you sold it, and then you found that it was silver inside, so I assume Rishon Beis. So I assume Rishon Beis that it's too bad because you never acquired the silver since you thought it was tin. That's a very famous Hargos Hashrik case, but not for now. Test. Ain't a chotzer kona elu pishenofla metzia a chotzer archayush. The chotzer is not kona unless the metzia fell into the chotzer after the original owner gave a pope. Avshavu kamisha fell into the chotzer before the original owner gave a pope. Below kona the chotzer does not acquire. The shishoyish alchaka have a yush lomidas. If the yush occurs after falls into the chotzer, of course the classic case of yush lomidas. Below adiv miyim metzias chotzer metzias atzel. Your the metzia in your yard is no better than your own. Until you find your own. Loki Yesh Mechalik was then not accepted. The argument is really holds of Chatzel Shach Lomar Bissor Asiyade. Interesting idea. They say that my Chatzel is not Shach Lomar Asiyade. The Chatzel can't do an Isser. So therefore, it could even work if it got into the yard before Yesh takes place. Okay. Yud Rachem Rotzi Machar Matzia. You saw other people pursuing the Matzia. Biba Chaim, it's an animal over in Chatzero, which is passing through your yard, including Sadeh or your field. And they can't be safeguarded by a field. She brought them there because she saw they're fleeing from your jurisdiction and going beyond it. But you were standing next to your chutzner, next to your soda. The Bashar Metalin Kono, if it was other time at the movable object, would acquire Bechai Gavra. In Bechai Rutskadako, the animal is running the normal way. Kmotia Rutskadako, like a deer running the normal way, goes also, Porchim, and birds are flying. Eev Shalakman Shalitsu Mechaz, there's no way to impede them, they shouldn't leave the field. The yard, I feel Omar Zachsi, Sadi, Achatei, even you said, my field or my yard should acquire for me, Lomar Klum, it's meaningless. To any Mishtamri of the cloud, you can't safeguard them at all. But if it's a crippled deer, or chicks which have not flown, you might would say, if you stand next to the field, and if you were to pursue them, again, you would be able to catch up with them. And the armor you said, that my yard or my field acquired me, even in run after them. It's called a safeguard field in this respect. If you can't reach them, then your statement is meaningless. Chol came by himself, and anybody acquires them first come, first serve. Fees according with Bema Chai Gav Nekana. Well, this is accordingly, if it's an animal, which domesticated animal, which doesn't move so quickly, in such a manner, you would be kind. Because you assume you can pursue it and attain and catch up there. But by a bird, of course, we assume that you can run up to it and catch it. Yeah, but sell rock material this only by a lost object. How about matana, but a gift chai gavna? Shanas l'tzvi shover, they gave you a broken, a crippled deer, because of shlo parchu, and birds that shouldn't kind of fly, al pi kinyan chatzar, basically chatzar. Came change da'ach, sacher smakne also, since there's another intent involved in the kinyan. Alim kinyan ne tvei, his kinyan is stronger. The kona av shavot achem, in him again, acquires him, even if he runs after them, can't reach them. Since they are rolling around through his field, through his yard, for the in his field, the Amalei Nisan and the person giving the gift said, may your jurisdiction acquire for you, or raise the kind of works. It's a normal deer running normally, because the frequent men flying birds, and you're not staying close to enough to them. And you can see, grab them. Look, even a gift, the field is ineffective. Tam, the reason is Cambridge to Rutz Kadako Havikilu Sovanuch. Ain't Sovanuch, sorry. Since it's running the normal way, it's as if it's not going to stop there. Shushover, and therefore, it's not. There's no affinity between your field and this object. Shushover, if it's crippled by Gosei Mafikim, or the birds can't fly, Havikim is Galgil, then it's like it's rolling to Kamunach Dami, which is as if it's stationary. Matana turns every gift. Much time is so Simon Reishim and Gimel, and it says that's from the riff. Yesh Kogim said those are argued. Came Lobi and Ratzachem Magion. since you don't have to actually be able to catch them, in that's the case. Even the deer is running the normal way, and the birds are flying. The karma that does work by matzah, that's the gra. Zagachin is kagus. It's like going through. If you're David Zokel to Chatzay, Chatzay Chaber doing matana. Okay, but the Rokshon is not getting determining at one. It goes on to the next thing. From the smart, if somebody was mafkir or something and tossed into his friend's Chatzay, then its status like a matana. You'd base Tanya Yishu Chatzay Yishu Dar Amos, a katana, a minor girl, has a Chatzay that's for Amos, presumably because we derive from Get. But Chatzay Ain't a Chatzay of the Lord Amos, presumably again because he has no source in the Gittin. Tanya Yishu Dar Amos, Bar Sham, Sif Chabu Base, Ayin Sham, and that is explained there. The Rosh Hashanah is not explaining it here, and we will, here is where we will stop.